A Siena College poll released today measures New Yorkers' thoughts on the state's new criminal justice laws and Governor Andrew Cuomo. In a major turnaround from previous polling, New York voters, by a 12-point margin, say the new bail law is bad for the state. Pollster Steve Greenberg.
Voter support for the new bail law has dropped dramatically since the law was first passed back in April. Back in April, 55% of New Yorkers thought the new bail reform law would be good for New York. 38% thought it would be bad for New York. But here we are today in the middle of January 2020, and while 37% of New Yorkers still think the new bail law is good for New York, 49%, a plurality, said it will be bad. It is bad for New York. So back in April, support by 17 points. Today, opposition by 12 points, a 29-point turnaround. Where was the biggest turnaround? Independent voters supported it. 60-38 back in April, oppose it today, 56-29. Suburban voters, downstate suburban voters, supported it 50-41, now oppose it 64-23. And older voters, voters 55 and older, who had supported it 53-37%, now oppose it 57-32%.
Albany Times Union city editor Mike Goodwin says the laws are already affecting one industry.
The state's bail bond business looks like it's on its way to being the first true casualty of the new state bail reform laws that end the practice of holding defendants on bail for all but violent crimes. Jay Bernardo, president of Bernardo, Goldstein & Quinn in Albany, is a bail bond agency that his father started in 1962, estimated that business has dropped between 80 and 90% since New York's bail reforms went into effect at the beginning of the year. Advocates for bail reform say the old practice of holding defendants on bail unfairly kept poor defendants in jail while those of means were able to deposit the type of money that triggered a bail bond. New York is home to some 212 bail bond agents who have more than 2,000 employees, but Bernardo said many began cutting jobs the week before the reforms took place.
Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo's favorability numbers have gone up a notch. Greenberg says Cuomo has a 49-45% favorability rating, up from a negative 44-49% rating in November. Greenberg adds that about a dozen of the governor's State of the State proposals enjoy overwhelming support from voters.
Issues from paid sick leave to reducing the corporate tax rate to passing an ERA to protecting workers in the gig economy to requiring that every elected official who earns over $100,000 a year make their tax returns public to banning styrofoam. All of these issues have at least two-thirds of voters supporting them, and all of them enjoy widespread bipartisan support.
There's a link to the survey at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.